Mudogati used to help me. Yeah, used to help me a lot. So it was just out of emotions, you know. Yeah.
The time is 8 hours. We are joined by Bernard Musingwa, also known as Junior Bali. Today, the 4th of June, 2026, which also happens to be the senior Bali, the main real Bali, his birthday, celebrating his 64th birthday today. We'll break off for the news at 8, and right after that, we'll continue our chat with Bernard, a.k.a. Junior Bali. The time right now is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
This is a story of legacy and growth. This is a story of Jacob Chunga and his food processing company, Jaja Farms Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At Absa, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Kidney Foundation warns of health risks to patients as renal consumables shortage persists. Government assesses potential El Nino threat amid regional climate warnings. And in global news, U.S. House votes to halt Iran war in rebuke to Trump. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Kidney Foundation has raised concern over shortages of critical renal consumables in some health facilities, warning that the situation poses a health risk to patients undergoing dialysis. Kidney Foundation Secretary General Augustine Mukuka has revealed that health facilities in areas including Chipata, Kasama, and Livingston have run out of essential renal consumables such as dialyzers, bloodlines, and fistula needles, raising fears over the continuity of dialysis services for patients living with kidney failure. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Mukuka explained that in places such as Chipata in the Eastern Province, patients have been forced to purchase dialyzers at costs ranging between 300 and 500 kwacha per unit, a situation he described as both costly and challenging for many families. He has disclosed that the foundation has engaged the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, to explore sustainable solutions aimed at improving healthcare services for kidney failure patients and ensuring the uninterrupted availability of essential renal supplies. Mr. Mukuka has further encouraged renal patients to consider kidney transplantation, now available locally, as an alternative treatment option, noting that dialysis is a temporary measure that may result in additional health complications over time.
Apparently, the situation isn't good. Quite a number of centers. Talk of Sipata General Hospital, talk of Livingston, talk of Kasama. In all these places, we have verified that there's a number of, items or components which they don't have. Like, you see the bloodlines and also the fistula needles together with, dialyzers. If anything, if you get to Chipata, they are buying dialyzers. Now, dialyzers, you see, to buy as an individual in that area, it is costing about between $300 and $500. Now looks to be stable in terms of transplant. But then if we are to be considerate of the fact that now we have, a free transplant that used to cost a lot, you see, in the past, I think we can save a number of lives.
When contacted for comment, ZAMSA Senior Corporate Communications Officer Enoch Lisoke said the agency would issue a comprehensive statement on the matter. Ministry of Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Doughty Chiwamba says government is closely monitoring reports of a possible second wave of the El Nino phenomenon and has urged citizens to remain calm as assessments are underway. International climate reports indicate that El Nino conditions could affect southern Africa, with meteorological models projecting the phenomenon to develop between June and August, warning of possible severe drought, reduced rainfall and higher than normal temperatures across the region. However, Dr. Chibamba says while external forecasts suggest potentially significant impacts, the Zambia Meteorological Department is undertaking its own assessments to establish the likely severity and implications of the phenomenon on the country. He tells Phoenix News that it is still too early to raise alarm, emphasizing that government will rely on scientific evidence and local assessments before communicating the expected impact to the public. Dr. Chibamba has assured the nation that a comprehensive update will be provided by the month of September once all assessments have been completed and verified.
Too early for me to give a conclusive position on that one. We issue our weather forecast, seasonal weather forecast, after August. Because the observations that we take during this June and July are critical. So yes, there are signs that there will be an El Nino, but how severe or to what extent, we'll come back to you as we bring the seasonal forecast somewhere around early September.
Former Patriotic Front PF Vice President Given Luvinda says the UPND should not be swayed into believing that they have no strong opposition ahead of the August general elections, as their real opposition is the electorate. Reacting to State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaga's statement that there is no election momentum on the opposition side as they lack clear alternative policies to those being implemented by the UPND administration, Mr. Luvinda has charged that Zambians will always have an alternative in choosing leaders. Mr. Luvinda has emphasized that the electorate are in the position to determine who should lead them, as opposed to the narrative by the UPND that they are the only option available. He recalls that Zambians voted for President Hakainde Hichilema in 2021 based on the promises or alternative solutions he gave to the people, but alleges that most of these promises have not been fulfilled. He has also described as misleading claims that the opposition has no alternative policies to offer, arguing that many citizens have come to view political promises and policy alternatives with skepticism, often regarding them as mere rhetoric.
When Zambians voted for Hakainde in 2021, it was based on the promises that he gave to the Zambian people. And the Zambians have come to realize that promises made by politicians are rarely met. Under Hakainde, he has proven that you can make promises that you don't even intend to achieve. So to say that there are no alternatives that are being provided by the opposition, coming from a member of the UPND, is a mockery to the Zambian people, because Zambians have learnt from the unfulfilled promises by Hakainde that these promises, these so-called alternative policies, are just lip service.
Mining expert Edward Simukwanda says more needs to be done to create a level playing field for both local and foreign investors in the mining sector, despite government assurances that the industry operates under a uniform tax regime. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Hapenga Gabeta recently announced that investors, whether local or foreign, are treated equally under the same investment framework, and that there is no discrimination against local investors. But Mr. Simukwanda argues that the playing field is not yet fully balanced, alleging that local investors have not benefited from tax exemptions of up to 5 years, incentives he says have been granted to some foreign investors. He tells Phoenix News that government must extend the tax freeze offers to local investors to ensure equality. Mr. Simukwanda adds that government must also work around increasing access to finances for local investors, as most of them face financial challenges.
If you look at the kind of investment or facility that the local investors are getting as compared to the foreign investors, you see that there's a very, very big difference. I'll give you a simple example. Have you heard of any Zambian mining company that has been given tax-free facilities for 5 years? The answer is no. So already that tells you that the playing field has not been leveled at all. So I don't think we should claim that things have been very fair or that things have been okay for the locals. No. The international investors have had an upper hand as compared to the locals.